A place that prides itself on being one of Canada's most bicycle-friendly cities figures in today's GeoQuiz. Vancouver's got picturesque views of the North Shore Mountains and dedicated bike lanes, and it's got a city park bigger than New York Central Park. So we want you to name this park, which shares its name with the National Hockey League Trophy. Big clue there. Now, as bike-friendly as it may be, police report nearly 1,700 bicycles were stolen last year in Vancouver. Here's one resident story.
Pretty much, I locked my bike up at my friend's place and came back later that night, and the lock and the bike were completely gone and missing. Came home, cried my eyes out, posted on Facebook that I hoped that he would get run over by a flatbed truck because karma is not fun. I woke up the next morning, And my girlfriend Jen called me up and she was like, dude, I think I see your bike on Craigslist.
What would you do if your stolen bike popped up on Craigslist? We'll hear the rest of her story and get the answer in a few minutes. Back now to that stolen bike story we started to hear in our GeoQuiz. Kayla Smith is a bartender in Vancouver, Canada, and recently her $1,000 bike was stolen. The next day, a friend spotted the bike, posted for sale on Craigslist.
I did some quick searching and found the post and found the picture. I found the picture that it was described in, and I was like, that's my bike. It totally is. And then I called him up at 11:45 and made arrangements to meet him at 12:15 at the McDonald's on Main and Terminal.
Smith told the CBC that she recognized her bike stickers and her custom handbrakes. Okay, so what next? We asked our geotexting game players for suggestions. Rachel in Rowlett, Texas wrote simply to call the cops. Better yet, Vaughn in Provo, Utah said call the Mounties for a sting operation, while Darcy in Coronado, California added arrange to buy the bike and bust him. I guess you don't mess with our listeners. By the way, they all nailed the quiz part two. The answer was Vancouver Stanley Park. And okay, let's now hear what Kayla Smith actually did.
Honestly, I didn't even have time to think because by 11:45, I had said, I'll meet you in half an hour, jumped out of bed and got ready, threw my hair up and ran out the door. And yeah, I drove to Main and Terminal and at the McDonald's and pulled in. He had just arrived. And I just looked at him and was like, hi, I'm Kayla. I'm really interested in the bike that you have for sale here. I'm like, wow, it's beautiful.
She says the guy selling the bike was a bit sketchy looking and he was wearing dark glasses.
Yeah, I mean, I just said, I'm like, listen, do you mind if I take it for just a test ride? And he was like, well, yeah, I guess so, but just don't go far. Like, just stay in the parking lot. I was like, oh, don't worry, I will. And then I got on my bike and I phoned my friend Jen and I was like, oh my God, this is my bike. Jen, what do I do? She's like, I'm in the other parking lot. Just ride to me, ride to me. And I said, okay. And so I rode around Terminal, like McDonald's, and to the parking lot adjacent to it. They've got where all like the moto cars are. And we watched him around the bushes. We kind of hid around the shrubs and we watched him kind of walk out to the big McDonald's sign. And then all of a sudden, like, I think he knew that something was up and he just booked it and took off.
Pretty lucky, I'd say. Could have gotten ugly. I'm sure police would suggest calling Canada's equivalent of 911 and let them handle it. But Kayla Smith says it was her one split-second chance to get her bike back. And she's happy she got the last word.
I kind of danced around like I just, like, scored a touchdown and did some booty shaking and freaked out. And then, yeah, put the bike in the back of my car and drove away. And then I called the guy up and left a message on his voicemail saying, sorry that I didn't stick around to pay for my bike, you thief. And then, whole bunch of expletives in between and hung up and felt like it was like so proud.
Well, as Alex from Portland, Oregon wrote, I love her chutzpah. Helmet and lock are still missing, but Vancouver resident Kayla Smith says this case is closed. Oh, and if you want to join the geotexting game next time, just text GeoQuiz, one word, to 69866.